darling, you've got to let me know.
Well, if you've been with us all week, you'll know that on Monday we heard how a recent survey has revealed that 4 out of 10 of Europe's top B&Bs proudly are in Scotland. We asked you listeners to get in touch with your nominations for the best of the best B&Bs, and we sent Richard Cady to have a well-earned short break. Here's what Gillian and East Kilbride said about their chosen B&B. Hello, Fred. I'd like to nominate Sandy Hill House in Troon as the best B&B to stay in Scotland. It's a wee gem. I stayed there with my boyfriend and we had such a relaxing time. I never have expected a short break in Scotland to have been so fantastic. Go on, send Richard Cady along. I know he'll love it. The house is gorgeous, the views are breathtaking, and not only are the owners friendly, but the cat, the dog, the goats and the Shetland pony are too. Anything that's got friendly goats in it is too good for us to resist. Richard's there now. Good morning, Richard.
How are you?
I want you to take back everything you've ever said about me being mean to you. How was it last night?
What a cushy gig this is, isn't it? I get sent on the train and I get picked up at the station by the owners, Paul and Elaine Waugh, and then driven to this gorgeous mansion in 9 acres of luxurious grounds. And I'll tell you, I've stayed in a lot worse hotels, Fred, and it's not your typical B&B. If your idea of a B&B is somewhere on the seafront in Blackpool, think again. This is amazing, this place. And I'll tell you, this will interest you, Fred. It actually overlooks the postage stamp.
Oh, does it?
Yes, it does.
What hole number is the postage stamp at Royal Troon?
Is it the 10th? Yeah, the 10th,
I think. It's the 10th. Good.
And it's just amazing. It's a glorious day here as well this morning.
Stunning.
The weather's really done us proud.
Anybody on the course already this morning?
I can see out of the window quite a few people,
right.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Well, just shout out loud at the top of his backswing and put him off. Let him know you're in town. A 9-acre area in a beautiful mansion.
Yeah, a beautiful mansion.
Well, why do they want people coming to stay with them?
Well, I imagine in order to try and pay for it.
Right.
It's a Victorian house. It was built by the Duke of Portland, who was a big fan of race horses. And I was in 1890, I think he built it. Did he not, Elaine? And I was staying in the Donovan suite last night. Well, I thought that was because Donovan, the hippie British 60s sort of answer to Dillon, stayed there once. But it was actually because one of the horses was called Donovan, and it won the Derby in 1889. So there you are.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And tell me about breakfast. Are you midway through it?
My God, the breakfast was unbelievable. I mean, the dining room is staggering. I mean, it's all oak panel, this place. You know, the floors and the stairways. It's a huge place. And the dining room, oak paneled walls and things like that. Laid out before me was just second to none. I've never seen a breakfast laid out quite like that, and I had everything because I could. I even had some Actimel, Fred. There was even Actimel to have. I've only ever seen that on the adverts before. I've never actually got round to trying it.
Is that a friendly bacterial thing? Is it?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Was it a comfy bed?
Fantastic. Was it king size or is it even bigger than that? It's super king size.
Uh-huh.
Super king size bed. I just fell into the middle of it. I've had a difficult week this week because Lara hasn't been too well again. She just seems to be getting one thing after another, so she's waking up all the time. So I left her in the capable hands of Gail last night and luxuriated in this in the middle of this super king-size bed.
Well, everybody bar your wife Gail is enjoying this chat, Richard. Is Elaine there? I can hear someone in the background.
Yes,
is that the proprietress?
I'll pass you over.
Now, phone over to Elaine. Elaine, good
Hello,
morning.
Good morning, Fred.
Welcome to the show. Thanks very much for joining us. It sounds like you've given Richard Cady a pretty good night.
Well, I don't know whether he's telling you a couple of stories, because he made a hell of a racket when he came in at 3 o'clock this morning. He's a bit of a lad, isn't he?
Right. Oh, the truth will out, eh? So, how many people can you accommodate in your B&B?
We can accommodate sort of up to about 8 to 10 maximum.
Uh-huh. Do you share the breakfast duties with your husband?
No, I don't, actually.
No?
No, I do all on my own, and we have a housekeeper, Anne, who helps out.
Right.
So we have a great little team down here.
Not a real tie, having a B&B.
Oh, we love it.
Uh-huh.
We love it. It's always been our dream to do this, so...
And you didn't do it in your previous house, did you?
Oh, no, not at all. We stayed in a sort of normal size, a very nice little bungalow.
Uh-huh.
And with no stairs, so this takes us quite a while to hoover.
And how long have you been in Sandy Hill House?
We've been down here for 5 years now, Fred.
Right. You got an Open Championship coming up soon?
Well, probably not for about another 5 years. We had one 2 years ago.
Right.
That was pretty successful, so we would love one every year, but I think that'll happen.
Right. Did you get any famous people coming 2 years ago?
Can't say.
Oh, do you have to sign a confidentiality contract?
Yeah,
you?
Well, we sort of moved up to Glasgow and we let the house out. We didn't even get any breakfast. So
right. Oh, you see, ka-ching.
Do you like golf yourself?
I do like golf, yes.
You have to come down.
I will. That's an idea, actually. We always have a lads' golf weekend at some point in the year. We're going up north this year, Elaine, but it's my turn to organise it soon. This is not why we contacted you or sent Richard Carey, but I can see an opportunity here.
Absolutely. You'd be more than welcome in Troon. We'd love it.
And your front door opens onto the Royal Troon Golf Course. Are you allowed just to wander on?
You can. At the bottom of our garden, we have a public path, and you can go across the railway.
Right.
And there's a bridge across there, and that'll take you around the five most famous holes. I think you could do 8, 9, 10, and 11.
Now, this isn't an advert, Elaine, but how much is a night's bed and breakfast?
Oh, it's bargain. It's only £30 per person.
£30 per person,
and that
inclusive of breakfast and VAT.
And VAT.
Right, that's magic.
No hidden charges.
No hidden charges, great. And it also gives you access to Royal Troon Golf Course, so you can just nip on with your golf clubs and they won't mind.
Well, you could do the Sandhill Five.
Well, listen, we're about to talk about 21st century treasure hunts, so we couldn't resist the opportunity this morning. Since he's had a good night and a lovely breakfast, we're going to send Richard on a wild goose chase. A treasure hunt to make him work for his bed and breakfast. So, Elaine, if Richard is listening, you've got our first clue for him. Can you please read it out for him?
I'll read this out to you, Richard. Okay. Your first clue is, Muppet is his name, likes to munch and crunch. If you want to be his friend, you better take him a bunch. Passing over to him.
Right, thank you very much. We'll speak to you again later on. Muppet is his name. We didn't get a chance to talk about the goats and the Shetland ponies.
I know, that's a shame. I did see the goats in the headlights of the car last night. But they've disappeared this morning.
So I'm not surprised. If you were careering around at 3 a.m. in your car.
Absolutely. You know, there's one thing I should complain about, Fred. I left my shoes outside the door last night, and they were still there this morning. They didn't replace them for a better pair.
Tsk.
I know.
That's £35 plus VAT. Richard, we shall let you go. We don't have a helicopter for you, but start your treasure hunt.
We'll start
the clock. It's 18 minutes to 10, and we'll get back to you later on and find out how you're getting on. Read us the clue again. Muppet is his name.
Muppet is his name. He likes to munch and crunch. If you want to be his friend, you better take him a bunch.
I think that's either the goat or the Shetland pony.
Shetland
pony, incidentally, has been there since Lord Portland built the house in 1890.
Yes, he's doing very well.
It's 127 years old and it won the Grand National in 1942. Speak to you later.
Speak to you later, Fred.
Cheers. So off he goes on the treasure hunt. Do you have fond memories of chasing clues when you were wee, or maybe you do?